God has made too many mistakes and has become unable to judge me truly or rationally. Heaven's spun off into its own space just outside this galaxy, and the creatures of Earth have been left to their own woeful devices. The gentle cord which oriented Earth to heaven has snapped, and the angels all flung out and down. They burn on re-entry and land on us as a fine carcinogenic dust. The angels have become tumors, and sweeping doesn't really help. Everyone down here is talking in simple declarative sentences, which they believe constitute opinions. Personal opinions. And then all these things that they are saying, all the sentences join together into something they call public opinion. But in this case, I am in total agreement. It's all about the victims. Every night in his cell on death row, John Wayne Gacy would look at pictures of all of his victims, newspaper clippings, and pray to God it would be revealed to him what really happened to all those boys. But I'm not so stupid. I'm going through all of mine in reverse order, 2 minutes apiece, like an egg, soft yolked. It only works if you already know the story. I'm not interested in the details. This is no confession. The apartment's getting full. Full of stink and frozen heads. I would have needed a bigger freezer. One begins to think of getting rid of lesser tokens to make room for the new, but I find this unacceptable. I have no imagination, but my memory is good. I can call anything up in greater or lesser detail. Is memory better than experience? Well, my memories are better than your experience. Objects are still useful, not as reminders, but as cues for forgetting. The imagination is the place where love includes itself. It wouldn't have made me any happier, but I might have thought I was happier. And then below everything, like a cologne, a bit of lemon zested against the grates, and chrysanthemums stuffed with the corpses of wasps and bees. Chocolate factory called Ambrosia. Where I am, everything's a powder. Powdered cocoa and finely ground sugar and chalk dust to maintain consistency. The Aztecs would grind up the iridescent wings of dragonflies to add to their ceremonial chocolate, but we don't do that. Our products are more for everyday use. In Egypt, they would add scarab carapace, mommy dust and daddy jizz dried as it does to a powder. I don't eat anymore. No more meals for me. I let the powder collect at the back of my throat. It thickens into a paste, gummy and irritating. I wash it down with swigs of vodka, kept hidden in a plastic cup. I have always been a fan of simple things and of order. I like precision and I don't like surprises. When people try to describe me, they always get stuck on my ordinariness. They end up describing someone else who does not really exist. Physically, I am a composite of things not worth noting. My attributes are not attributable. Cameras have no business with me. No mirrors, no windows. I am not invisible, merely camouflaged. Some animals are so good at camouflage, they forget they exist. But their predators never forget. They just become more patient and more crafty. The harder you look, the less you will see. Just close your eyes and listen to my voice. I want to put you to sleep. I want to regulate your heartbeat and then rest my head against your chest. Life involves mostly waiting, and we should be calm and well rested as we are waiting. Life seems interminable until some guy comes along and kills you. There is a lineup for everything, and you must be sure you are in the correct one. Track. They were British in shiny red cars, German cars, and Italian cars. Evil was their petrol. Some of the demons are ugly and some aren't so bad. It's just like real life. The bus from Chicago to Milwaukee is 3.5 hours and $45. Return. I thought that if I drilled a hole in the right place, dreams would come out, spoken in real time. But the dreams are merely atmospheric, without narrative development. Fog rolling in and becoming more and more dense, like glaucoma. That sort of thing. I frequently wake up bleeding from every part of my body. The blood isn't thick. It doesn't even come in liquid drops. Instead, it covers my body to a depth of maybe 5 inches in the form of a fine pink mist that washes away in the shower. A child, good only for fucking, seems less slutty than his brother, though I still prefer the brother. Actually, they're interchangeable as little mice. One pays tribute to a deaf mute with silence. I went to Chicago for Pride, but I missed the parade, and I didn't buy a t-shirt, and I didn't buy a flag. On special occasions, one is tempted to bareback, but I don't believe in holidays, and so wore a condom. When finished, I stuffed it in the body, stashed. Animals in winter hibernate in holes. They curl and burrow and let everything go so that it can come back later. Not sleeping, not dreaming. Happy birthday. All the little animals were born in spring. Astrology means nothing to them. Shallow respiration in the gut. Even the tapeworms are stilled. Already seemed mostly dead, zombie dull, compliant, slow, clumsy. His face looked like it was patched together from other rejected faces, and his penis like it was sewn together from several smaller penises. But the body is smooth and beautiful, the clothes ugly and wrinkled, stinking of smoke. So many buttons with so little purpose. The boy seems dead, but the clothes are alive and malevolent. Some stars wish me well, and others harm, but they all have names and sit in their appointed locations. The stars which are not yet named will be named soon. They are obscure, distant. With every name comes a number. One may freely choose among multiple designations and be assured it is the same thing being referred to. Is there anything left? Anything from that time or of it? Of course, always traces. but in this case, obscure traces, which need not interpretation, but analysis. Not a residue even, merely a trace. We would be so happy with a residue, a little chunk or smear of the thing itself. His fingers are too big for his hands, and his fingernails too big for their fingers, and wide and thick. He's tapping on the sides of the aquarium. He's traumatizing the fish, compromising their immune systems, making them vulnerable to any waterborne pathogen. Their fins will become infected and fall off. Every time I come across foreskin, I want to chew it off. It seems like bubblegum to me. I put in snails to suck up the evil, and they slide along the glass. But they are slow and not as systematic as they initially appear. Whole areas are neglected. A bird flies into the window and is not killed but startled. We are startled too. The bird realizes its mistake and is unlikely to fly into a window again, but also unlikely to enjoy flight as innocently as before. It will live longer, but its capacity for simple, innocent joy has been diminished. As for the window, it always disliked birds and is full of regret. The window wishes it were a spider web, invisible as glass, transparent and sticky, catching everything in its path. And the spider wants two entirely new holes. It wants to spin plate glass and shit aluminum cans. Camels remember all that is relevant to them, which is very little. Unlike elephants, they happily die anywhere. Sometimes they don't even fall over, but merely fail to take another step. A lot of songs never end. We just stop listening. Audibility is a function of attention, obviously. Close your eyes and the world doesn't disappear, but at least you don't have to look at it anymore.
Going home.
my mother called yesterday, and even though I hadn't heard from her in many years, I recognized her voice immediately. She lives in California now and has a new family. I think it is likely that she is an entirely different person on account of the climate and other additional factors. She can speak Spanish and works as a counselor. I want to tell her that I am working on a screenplay which is kind of like a vampire story, except instead of a society of vampires whose arch enemy would be a legion of vampire killers, I'm going to have an organization of serial killers, and their arch enemy will be grief counselors. But my mother is not a grief counselor. She has two new sons from her husband's previous marriage. She is good at chatting and goes on smoothly, as if I were a dear old friend. She is unrelenting and means nothing to me. They have a house and a pool, and she invites me down. The invitation is vague, but seems sincere. I have no interest. I want to ask if she will send me pictures of her new sons, shirtless around the pool, grinning stupidly in their baggy trunks. Nostalgia's kicking in. It takes the form of a house cat impaled on a stick and left cruciform in a forest path for children. For children to worship. Nostalgia's replaced prayer. Instead of just mumbling, you can buy the t-shirts. My grandmother still prays, and some of her prayers seem to be working. The new ice age does not seem to be upon us yet. The new ice age will make every Volkswagen as dignified as a woolly mammoth. The new ice age will flatten every bungalow and rust all the lawnmowers. I realize now all the bodies were just to make you listen. It's hard for a poet to find an audience. Let's begin by imagining love exists. Then we can move to the possibility of redemption. Scratch an idealist, a utopian, cut them open with a pocket knife, and underneath you'll find a hypocrite, endlessly repressing. I was trying to sing. I was trying to sing, but I could not reach the notes, at least not as I expected they should be reached. I could hear them in my mind, but I could not reach them on the outside. History is moving by quietly. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. A sequence of events, but without significance and unrelated. A handful of coins growing cold in the pocket. A transistor radio, and the signal is strong all the way from Texas. Voices, but the batteries are running down. And dew is rising through the blanket. Anything can be sewn together if the thread is strong enough and the needle sharp. Do you remember the astronauts? They were innocent. They fed on puke through straws. Puke and also Tang.